two generations have grown up reading Sandra Boynton or having her simple yet clever books read to them, the Going to Bed book, the Belly Button book. And if you don't know Boynton's kids' books, you might recognize her cartoon animals from the greeting card aisle. She's fond of big, befuddled hippos. Well, now she's branching out, producing music and making short films. B.B. King stars in the first one, singing One Shoe Blues. It's a song from Boynton's CD book collection, Blue Moo. I talked with her about the short film. It comes with its own companion book, and she read it to us.
We might be in Mississippi, or maybe not. Here is somebody's house at the very end of some long and lazy country road on a breezy day in late summer. It's morning.
And there you see the red house.
Which is actually the recording studio where I work in real life.
There
are lots of cross currents in this project.
And it's surrounded by beautiful woods, and there's an old truck out front. And inside you see a picture of a bed, and it's next to a piano.
Yeah.
And there's a dresser, and there's that owl eye radio right on top of the dresser. And it says, "Look, no one is sleeping in the little bed of a little house. I think maybe whoever lives here is already awake and up for the day."
And then when you get to the next page, you're seeing more of a close-up on this dresser and the radio. On the dresser near the bed, there's an old clock radio. At exactly 8 o'clock, it clicks on. There follows the curious hum and buzz that an old radio makes when it's warming up. And now we hear a friendly voice saying, "And you know what? Blue skies today. Temperatures will be in the high 70s. Right now, how about a little B.B. King?"
Yes, I woke up this morning and I couldn't find my shoe.
An old familiar song begins to play.
And there we go. We're off.
Oh, no, the right one is here. I need the left one, too. Yes, I do.
What exactly, I was going to say is, but I guess to be grammatically correct, I need to say what are the One Shoe Blues?
What be the
these One Shoe Blues?
The song itself, and certainly the way B.B. King sings it, has a certain ironic quality to it. The child is actually saying he cannot find this shoe and that he's distressed about it, but he's pretty delighted by the whole situation.
Did you look carefully in the closet and under the bed? Yes, yes, I did. Where you left it. That's what my mama said.
What about casting the sock puppets? Because B.B. King is in this short film along with an ensemble, a colorful ensemble.
Since it is about, you know, we wanted to put other cast members in it. Since it's One Shoe Blues, it seemed inevitable that it be sock puppets. And it's almost an infestation of sock puppets. You know, some people have mice, some people have roaches. In this particular house, there seem to be sock puppets.
They pop up everywhere.
They seem to, yes.
Big bug eyes.
Yes.
If you're breaking this up into some kind of percentage, what percentage of this is for the kids and what percentage of it is for the adults?
It's funny, I make no differentiation at all when I'm writing. The things that I love, sometimes I refer to this as the Rocky and Bullwinkle effect, meaning if something is, to me, if it's of value, it should be able to be appreciated by different ages on different levels in different ways.
There it is. I guess it was on my foot all along. Okay, I'm ready to go now.
Sandra Boynton, it's been fun to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Sandra Boynton's book is called One Shoe Blues. It's not just a book. It's a book that also includes a short film. And all the way in the back, there is also sheet music for One Shoe Blues. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.